It was impossible for the Sonderkommando to hold out against such numerical and material odds. Shouting exultantly, they erupted through the back gates of the crematorium. Firing as they went, they poured through the electrified barbed wires that had been cut ahead of time and headed for the loop of the Vistula. For about 10 minutes, the fighting was heavy on both sides. Loud machine gun fire from the watchtowers mingled with the lesser blasts of the submachine guns. And interspersed could be heard the explosion of hand grenades and dynamite. Then, as suddenly as it had begun, everything became quiet. Then the SS stationed in front of the crematorium advanced, leaving behind the two howitzers, which they had not used. With fixed bayonets, they attacked the building from all sides and scattered through the rooms in the basement and ground floor. A group of SS entered the dissecting room. Guns leveled, they surrounded us and drove us under a rain of blows into the courtyard. There they made us lie down on our bellies, our faces hard against the ground. The order rang out. Anyone who makes a move or raises his head will get a bullet in the back of the neck. A few minutes later, I could tell from the sound of footsteps that another SS group had rounded up and brought back a considerable number of Sonderkommando men. They, too, were made to lie down beside us. How many of them could there be? With my head pressed against the ground, it was impossible to tell for sure. 3 or 4 minutes later, another group arrived and was made to lie down beside us. While we were lying there, inert on the ground, a hail of kicks and blows from the guards' clubs fell on our heads, shoulders, and backs. I could feel the warm blood trickling down my face till its salty taste reached my tongue. But only the first blows really hurt me. My head was spinning. My ears were ringing. My mind was a blank. I could no longer feel anything. I had the impression I was slipping into the indifference that precedes death. And we'll leave the rest of this chapter until next week. Until then, peace.